Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. Pull up a chair, take a seat. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, you know what? Oh my God. Yo, I got some great story time for y'all today. So the whole theme of today's show is going to be about how you as a man, if you're listening to the show, how you've been lied to. You might say, Austin, this is nothing new, or you might say, to what extent? Like, what do you mean by that statement? Well, I'm going to tell you a story. And for those of you who think I'm making this up, I have receipts. I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning last night dealing with the shit. And I did it because I wanted to experiment. Now, for anybody who's listened to the show before, they know this, but I'll say it again. I don't just repeat talking points from other people and make it seem like I made it up and I'm super smart. I put this stuff to the test. I put stuff like hypergamy to the test. I put forward what I think is true, and I test it. I test the biblical bachelor lifestyle that I invented, a whole book about it. I put it to the test. Not because I'm afraid it's wrong, but because I want it to be accurate. Not just something that sounds good on paper, but something you could actually do. And so when I tell you the story I'm about to tell you, it's going to all make sense. So last night, I'm just kind of chilling out. I'm about to go to sleep. It's like 8 o'clock. I get a call. And this girl who I used to hook up with like a month ago, she hits me up. And she's like, hey, you want to hang out? What are you doing tonight? And I said, oh, you know, I'm just doing my thing, whatever. She's like, you want to hang out? And I was like, eh. I don't know. I'm not sure I really was feeling it. She's like, well, I'm at the gym. So if you change your mind, come pick me up from the gym and we'll hang out. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then I'm about to go to sleep. I go back on my computer for a little bit because I wanted to edit, you know, a little bit for the show. I wanted to create a little more art, work on some descriptions, whatever. And then I get another call from another girl that I'm talking to right now. And she's not too bad. She, Rachel, if y'all remember her from my other story I told about a week ago, she called me. She calls me every once in a while. She calls me, and while I'm on the phone with her, this other girl, we'll call her Claire. Claire keeps hitting me up. She calls me like 4 times while I'm on the phone with Rachel. And Rachel's like, who the fuck is calling you? And I'm like, oh, it's just, you know, some girl. Don't worry about it. And she's like, what do you mean, some girl? And I haven't lied to her at all. I tell her, I'm like, look, I'm out here in these streets. You know, you got to earn commitment from me. And she's like, put her on the call. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, put her on the call. I want to talk to her. And I was like, oh, hell no, that's not going to happen. And then I keep ignoring her, and then people start sending me some naughty pictures, right? I didn't ask for, by the way. And then I was laughing because I was like, oh my God, like this bitch wants it so bad. And then Rachel's like, what are you laughing at? And I said, don't worry about it. And she's like, can you stop saying that? Just tell me what it is. And I was like, fine. Like, I believe in honesty is the best policy. I believe that don't lie to women. Don't lie to people in general. Just don't lie to people, man. Doesn't mean you volunteer information out the wazoo. It means you don't lie to people. I don't believe in lying to people. I don't lie to people I do business with. I don't lie to women that I'm in relationships with. I don't lie to these people. Because how can you respect somebody if they're lying to you? The answer is you can't. So I was like, all right, fine. You know, this girl and Claire, she's hitting me up, she's sending me this, she's calling me, and then she's like, oh, hell, like, she got, like, that passive-aggressive, and she was disappointed, and she was like, I want to talk to her, I want to talk to her, I want to talk to her. I was like, why? Why do you want to talk to her? She's like, I want to talk to her. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, wait a minute, this is a perfect opportunity for me to get a background view into how girls talk to each other. Oh, we all know that if you watch TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you would be inclined to believe that women are all on the same team. You know, oh, hey, girl, you look pretty, girl, blah, blah, blah. No. Oh, no, my friends, no. It gets bad. Oh, it gets really bad. They'll call each other bitches, sluts, whores, you name it. They are vicious, bro. Absolutely disgustingly vicious. And this was proven to me when I was like, okay, you know what? I want to test this out. First of all, I don't care about this Claire girl whatsoever. I'm going to Georgia in about 2 weeks anyway. So I was like, what the hell? I don't give a damn. So I was like, okay, I won't let you FaceTime her, but guess what? You can text her if you want. And she's like, okay, cool. Here's what I want you to do. And I was like, oh crap. All right, what is she going to tell me to do now? And then Rachel's like, here's what you're going to do. And she sends me a picture of her tits. And she's like, here, send this to her. And I was like, wait, what? She's like, just do it. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll send it, whatever. I send it. And then I just send it. And then Claire's like, what the hell is that? Like, what are you doing? Are you with somebody? And then I told Rachel what Claire told me. And she's like, all right, here's what I want you to do. And she would just tell me, like, here's what I want you to say, as if, like, she was in the room with me and she took my phone. She's like, I want you to just text this, 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 and this, and this. And then she calls her best friend. She calls her best friend, and then she's on the phone, and she's like, girl, what do I say to her? Like, what do I say to this bitch? And there's, like, straight-talking trash, and it's so bad. It's so bad. They're just, like, straight-fighting, and they're like, this is my man, you can't have him. And then Claire's like, she's, you know, this guy's for everybody. What are you talking about? He's not yours. Whatever. And they were calling each other all these names. It was the funniest thing ever, dude. And I'm just sitting back here, and I'm like, bro, this is what dudes don't see. Is this right here? They don't see this part. They don't see what happens when girls are fighting over you. And let's make one thing perfectly clear here. They're not fighting over you because they want to love you for you and all this bullshit. No, they're fighting over you because they want exclusive access to your resources. That's what they want. They're fighting over your attention, your energy, your money. That's what they're fighting over. They want exclusive access to that. Or at the very least, they don't want what they have to be taken away. That's why women fight. And so needless to say, then we back and forth and back and forth. And then eventually Claire's like, I'm out of this conversation. This is stupid. And then leaves, like, the conversation. And then Rachel's like, oh, I'm in the fighting mood now. Let's talk to somebody else. I want to talk to another one of your hoes. And I was like, you want to do what? And she's like, yeah, give me another one. I want to talk to her. And I was like, huh? I mean, I was having a fun time. I was like, this is a masterclass in female psychology. They're talking all this junk, being mad disrespectful, being mad angry. And all. I was like, you know what? I'll go with it. Why not? I give her another contact of mine, and then we start. She's not like some nobody. I've known her for a little while, whatever. And I told her, I'm like, this woman's a friend of mine. Don't, like, be super mean. Like, if you want to, quote, mark your territory, that's fine, but don't be vicious because this is not okay. And she's like, all right, fine. And then the other girl, well, what do we want to call? It's so hard to call people by their real names. I don't know how people do this on TikTok all the time. What do I want to call this woman? Let's call her Juliet. So Rachel's talking to Juliet now. Different girl, not Claire. And then Juliet calls me and she's like, hey, who are you with? Like, I want to call you. And then we have like a three-way FaceTime thing going on. And it started out actually not that bad. They were actually pretty nice to each other. It wasn't too bad. I actually thought they might be friends. I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. Totally cool. But then it gets worse. Then the curveball gets thrown and I got to catch it. So while we're talking on the phone, three-way FaceTime call, she being Juliet, texts me individually while we're on a FaceTime call. And she starts telling me how, oh, I'm still in love with you. oh, I like you a lot. I miss you. And she starts sending me dirty pictures I didn't ask for. And I was just like, meanwhile, she's making it seem like, oh, you know, it's cool that you guys are together, or that's cool that you guys are talking. You know, you seem really cool talking to Rachel, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, man. These people ain't shit, man. She's talking like, oh, we're just friends. You know, it's not a big deal. I think it's cool. You know, you're a cool girl, whatever. Meanwhile, she's texting me how she's still in love with me. And she's sending me all these dirty pictures I didn't ask for and frankly didn't want. And I was sitting there and I was like, you've got to be joking. Men need to see this, man. Dudes need to see this. This is what dudes don't see. This is what happens when you're a guy and you grind and you put in that work. And this is what happens to you and you don't see it. I was fortunate. I saw this. But this is what women do when they mate guard you. Is they're passive aggressive. Like, the conversation started out like, oh, this is what I'm doing for work. You know, the classic, like, normie discussion, right? But it quickly turned into, oh, you know, I've known him longer than you. You know, you don't know him like I do. You know, oh, I want kids. You know, I had better sex with him. Like, you'd be shocked the stuff that, like, they just throw in there. And I was like, whoa, okay. I wasn't ready for that. And I'm just sitting back and I'm just, like, eating this up. I'm like the guy in the corner watching people fight eating that popcorn. I'm like, wow, this is nuts. I text Rachel while Juliet's texting me. She's in love with me, blah, blah, blah. I text Rachel on a FaceTime call still. Meanwhile, this is all while we're talking on FaceTime. Okay? I text Rachel and I'm like, yo, Julia's sending me all this shit and it's nuts. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I send her like some of the stuff that she's sending me. And you should have seen her face on the FaceTime. She was like cutting her tongue, like biting her tongue so hard. She was so pissed. And I was sitting there and I'm like, this is better than reality television. Like, what? This is nuts. And then after the FaceTime call is over, both of them, not one, both call me individually. And they're like, man, that girl is something else. Like, I can't believe you talked to her, blah, blah, blah. And all the while they were talking about, oh, hey, girl, you look good. Oh, it's cool. You have nice hobbies. You know, you have nice, you know, boobies, whatever. You know, like the classic girl stuff, right? That's total BS and fake. And then they proceed to call me both individually and then talking like junk about the other girl. And I'm like, wow, this is nuts. And I was like, I gotta tell the guys the story, man. There is no way I can't tell this story. All this to say, gentlemen, you've been lied to about how the game works. And there's so much more to discuss. There's so much to this story. Because it got wild. My night started out like, oh, well, you know, I might go hook up with somebody, whatever. Or I might just go to sleep and say, I got work tomorrow. I'm not dealing with this, whatever. And then my night just turns into women trying to mate guard me for like 5 hours. And I'm like, what is going on? And I was like, I can't stop. I should go to sleep, but I can't stop watching this. I can't stop. It's research. I can't stop watching this. It was like the most engrossing thing that's happened to me in months. I was like, so this is what happens when dudes are playing video games, going to the gym, working, whatever. This is what women are doing. They're talking to their friends, trying to talk to all this junk, trying to mate guard, trying to do all this. I'm like, wow. This is crazy. I knew this type of stuff happened, but I never seen it unfold to this degree. And I was just sitting there the whole time like, this is why dudes get confused. This is why men check out. They're like, I could have just gone to sleep, woken up in the morning and did my thing. I didn't have to deal with this, but I dealt with it. You know why? Because I wanted to show you gentlemen what we talk about is not a bunch of smoke and mirrors. It's real. It's real. And if you think your girl is not going to do it, oh, that's just you, Austin, and the chicks you deal with. Oh, no. Oh, no, sir. These women are from different places, different backgrounds, different socioeconomic planes. Like, they have very little in common. They're not all just basic Becky girls, no. And I was sitting there the whole time, and I was just engrossed by the fact that what I suspected was true, what I know to be true, was being proven right in front of my face. I have the receipts of the text messages. I'll put them on in my YouTube post if you guys don't believe me. I'm not making this up. I'll put the timestamps if y'all don't believe me. I'm not making this up. I know people make up stories on the internet. I'm not making this up. And it was just a crazy night. And all that to say, gentlemen, you are being lied to. If you think that, oh, women don't like drama. Oh, they don't maid guard you. Oh, they don't do, oh, hell yeah, they do. Because they want those resources. When you're a guy who's hitting the gym, you're getting your money right, you're getting everything in order, women want you to be their servant. They want you to be their guy that gives them their all the resources. They want a monopoly over you. And they won't fight for that. They're not fighting for you. They're fighting for what you provide. Just be aware of that. And I saw it unfold in front of my face last night. So, my friends, if you like story time, let me know. I can go into further details on stories in the future. I just didn't want to make this an hour-long video talking about stuff. But and I also don't want to use people's real name just because I wouldn't want someone to do that to me, even though I want the principles to be discussed that we're talking about, because I think it's incredibly important that we have this conversation and I tell you the story. Not so that I, oh, Austin, you're some alpha guy. Oh, my God. No. But to show you that this is the kind of stuff that I test in the field. I'm not just sitting in some ivory tower talking some philosophy. No, I'm out here testing these theories. I'm out here trying to get research done for y'all so that you know what you're dealing with out here in these streets. If you're trying to date, you're trying to spin plates, whatever. This is what you are dealing with that you're not seeing. This is what is not being talked about enough in this space. So my friends, if you want to ask me questions about the story I told, if you want to leave your thoughts about what the hell was going on last night, please, please do. I'd love for you to talk about it. Well, my friends, please, this is an open forum. There's a lot to unpack in the story I told you. So please let me know if you want to unpack certain elements and certain timing. We can unpack it. I can probably do like 20 episodes on the last, almost 20 minutes that we've been talking. My friends, take care of yourselves. Leave your comments and thoughts below. If you like story time, let me know. I might do more of them. Take care. I'm out of here. Peace out.